Kate Nash and Imperfect. But I'm now going to take you over to the perfect Ian Brasher. Ian, how are you?
I'm fine. I don't think I've been called perfect in a blooming long time.
So, Ian, listen, it's great to have you on the show. It's the first time we've met, as I said earlier. So we've been having a chat in between the songs. Almost forgot to play a couple of links earlier due to that. But, yeah, if you wouldn't mind going over exactly what the Essex Business Partnership is and what you do there for our first-time listeners.
Righty-ho. Essex Business Partnerships is a relatively new dynamic and innovative networking group. We don't just provide networking events. We provide people with the opportunity to be mentored. We provide them with opportunities for learning. And we also put on an annual business show. So there's lots of ways in which our members can interact with each other. The co-founder, Sally Sykes, and I do a lot behind the scenes to match people up or to get people to speak together who we believe would do well from talking. So the whole idea of networking, as we were saying, as we were chatting, is kind of based on this 6 degrees of separation theory.
Yeah.
So you may be speaking to one person, but you never know who is standing behind the person you're talking to. And that person may know someone that has got the solution to a problem that you're facing or someone that you know is facing. So there's four. You know, from the person standing behind you to the person standing behind the person you're speaking to, that's four layers there. And this whole idea about by looking at six people in that kind of same kind of link, you would get from you as an individual to pretty much anyone in the world. So that was the theory. And as we were saying, this kind of thing was thought up in the 1960s. And we had to look it up, but it's useful. So it was based on some research done by Stanley Milgram. So that's the basis upon which, you know, networking works. It's not necessarily about who's in front of you, but it's about who they know, who you know. And it's fabulous to think that it doesn't matter who you are. The solution to your problems can just start by you walking up to someone and saying hello.
Yeah, a conversation. That's
absolutely
what it is, right?
Absolutely.
And so basically, you're like the missing link, really, where people suddenly, that they're on their way, they're doing really well, they're achieving what they want to achieve, and they get to a certain part, and they think, oh, I don't know what to do now. I don't know where to go. And that's where you come in, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the motto of the organisation is connect, communicate, collaborate.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and it does sum up the ethos. As I say, Sally and I work a lot behind the scenes. So while a lot happens just by our members and our visitors talking to each other at all the different types of events that we put on, you know, it's that ethos that runs throughout the whole organisation. So if we don't put someone in contact, one of our members will, and it just echoes all the way through the organisation, and that's what is really great. One of the things that we put on last year was a panel event, and we just started off with what is the difference in the different types of businesses you can have if you want to start your own business. Just went through some basic points and what happens when you get bigger. And that was a great success. So there's so many things that we've got from our members and how they are willing to help. We're just so grateful to them.
And I know you're called, obviously, isn't it, Essex Business Partnership, I should say. But what areas do you cover? Are you going to go broader? Are you going to go inside the M25? What's happening?
Well, because I'm a gentleman of a certain age, Essex goes up to Ilford, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, I know what you mean. I'm a Hornchurch girl, still Essex.
So, yeah, we've actually recently started a group in Romford.
Oh, right, okay.
That one's at the Liberty Bell. And actually this morning. So, and all of our events run on the same day of every month.
Oh, okay.
So the Liberty Bell is the third Tuesday of every month as a breakfast meeting. Just come from the Vault in Shenfield, where there's a lunch. So that's the third Tuesday lunchtime event. So all of our events work on the same basis.
Right, okay.
Once we get into April, we will have 10 events all the way across Essex, from Romford in the west up to Harlow in the north, across to Morden in the east.
Oh, you're really covering all the borders, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. And the kind of loads of points in between. We've still got a couple of things that we want to kind of reach.
Yeah.
So Colchester is somewhere that we would like to find a venue.
Yeah.
But, you know, that horrible C word, COVID, has actually proved quite a blocker. Loads of venues now want a significant amount of money. Not knocking them for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've got a lot of stuff to repair that COVID damaged. So, but for us, it's something that we've got to find a way in the nicest way around.
Yeah.
And we have got some fabulous venues that open up specifically for us.
Yeah, that's amazing.
In the mornings, you know. So yeah, there's a the Morden event we've just secured is the Driftwood cafe in Morden High Street. So that's you know, brilliant that they open up bit earlier so that we can have an event there.
Yeah, it's a great way for them as well to network as well. So,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Get more people and customers in. So you can't just like, do you have to be a member to be part of this? Because it sounds like an amazing thing.
Well, you don't have to be a member to visit.
Right.
But yes, we do encourage people who visit to become members. With membership, there are benefits. If you are a visitor, you will pay more in terms of fees for the events that we run.
Sure.
And any member also has a business listing on the Phoenix FM website.
Yeah.
So there's loads of different advantages, and you know, we only allow our members to speak at our events, so all of these things kind of come in to play.
Sure.
So in order to get the best out of us as an organization, it's to become a member, be engaged with all of the community, and prove that you're up for giving as much as receiving.
Yeah, because you should say, like, you do like mentoring and training as well, so it's about finding support amongst each other as well, isn't it? So passing on your experience essentially, right? Or am
absolutely.
I is this is right, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that it sounds amazing. I think I want to join myself. Yeah, so is it for individuals as well? So someone who's starting up a career maybe for themselves, or not necessarily a business?
Careers are a little bit different. I mean, yeah. But there are certainly people that can have both a career and a business at the same time. So
yeah.
Some people are freelance at something.
Yes.
So if they're a freelancer in graphic design, for example, then yeah, they can start to build a career at the same time as they build a business.
Yeah.
And there's always the opportunity to connect with someone in the membership to just be mentored, as you say, whether it's as an individual. Say we don't concentrate on that, we do concentrate on business mentorship.
Yeah.
But if the person is okay to do that, we certainly wouldn't stop them.
So I love the idea as well that someone can come along to the cafe in Morden now and just literally pop their head through the door and says okay to come in, just basically try before you buy kind of thing into something. So
yeah.
And I love that you're able to do that as well, because a lot of companies and organizations wouldn't allow that. So like, yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, there are so many models out there. And Sally and I have networked together for like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
So we've just taken all of the things that either we think are the best, or that people have given us feedback about that they think are good, and we've tried to put them together in one package. And you know, one of the things that neither of us have been able to do until, you know, we started up together was having a business show. last year, well, actually, we've only just had the accounts for this done, but the business show for Ukraine last year raised over £3,500. Yeah. So we've now got to arrange to donate that money to the appropriate places so that the money gets to the people that, that need it. Our next business show is on the 23rd of May this year.
All right.
It's at the Greenwoods Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, from our perspective, fabulous already.
Hmm.
All of our normal size stands have already been reserved.
Wow.
We've got two silver sponsors, which is kind of our limit, already kind of mentioned. Hmm. So we've just got to get them to do the appropriate paperwork.
Hmm.
And the only thing that we've got actually left, again, it's a member benefit. We offer what we call pop-up stands. So it's a smaller stand available only to members. So that those that, that can't afford the bigger stands have still got a way of being involved in the event. And then, you know, the great thing is it doesn't matter who you are or what you have got as a product. It's always going to be worthwhile coming along as a visitor to the business show.
Yeah.
Because every business is actually made up by its greatest asset.
Yeah.
Its people.
Yeah.
So if you can help a business or its people, then you need to get a ticket. You need to come along. You need to speak to the 40 businesses that we're going to have in the room. And if you like what you see, become part of the membership.
That's brilliant. And people can get hold of you by going to your website.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, what people may be able to see on there as well, and I've mentioned the business directory already. Mm. But you know, on there is the profile of two of our most recent members. So one of them is Nuffield Hospital in Brentwood.
Yeah.
The second one is Essex County Council. So, you know, we're reaching all echelons of businesses in Essex. It's not just about the one-man bands, the sole traders and the small limited companies. You know, we are finding support from everywhere.
Mm.
And the website, as you say, that's www.essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. You can also find us on Facebook and LinkedIn. Again, look up Essex Business Partnerships and you'll find us. All of our events are now on the website, because we found a way of with the revamping of the website, we found a way to get tickets on the website. It's cheaper and we're able to pass on those savings to members and visitors alike.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And again, it covers every sector as well. So
if
you're not sure, like I say, you can just go along to some of the events and just ask, because that's where the links all start, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, as we said, you said try before you buy. And
yes, sir.
It is a tried and trusted way. You know, you get so many, I don't know if you've been around Costco lately, but they're back to giving out the little tasters. And it's
it's a queue now to be fair, the tasters.
But, you know, there have been times where I've bought something from because I've tasted it and thought, oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, usually cheese is the one I normally do.
We found, it's Butcher's Hook sausages.
Until it's
gorgeous.
I'm thinking of my lunch already.
that's the kind of ethos that we have too, the try before you buy. And we recognise, you know, people like to network in different ways.
Yeah.
And whilst a load of our networking is informal, we've got one which is, a proper sit-down lunch. That one is at the Six Bells in Boreham. And people come to that event because they like that little bit of formality. And for us, it's that variety for us having the ability to provide that variety, which is part of our uniqueness.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Ian. That's a great way to finish off our first discussion, because you're going to come back again in a month or so, aren't you? Updates and out what you're going to have next in Costco and, you know, things like that, Ian. But listen, thanks again for coming along. I will make sure that everything's up on the Phoenix FM website with all the links again for the Essex Business Partnership and all the events that are coming up. Ian, again, thanks ever so much. And I will see you next month.
Lovely. Looking forward to it already.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air.